This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is up to 39 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and more people are trying to get tested. A drive-through testing site on U.S. Highway 280 shut down Tuesday after hordes of people showed up and overwhelmed the private lab. State health officials say anyone with a physician's authorization can get tested, but WBHM's Janae Pierre reports laboratories don't have the manpower to get results back in a timely manner.
Coughing, runny nose, difficulty breathing, those are just a few symptoms of COVID-19. More than a week ago, Savim, a teacher in Huntsville, experienced those symptoms and others. She asked us to use her first name only to protect her identity. Savim teaches English as a second language. Her newest student is from Japan. The student came to school sick a couple weeks ago. Soon after, Savim was sick too. She went to an urgent care clinic where she was tested for coronavirus. 2 days later, she called for an update on her results.
I waited on the phone and I found out that the State Department threw out my testing, but they didn't test it. That's all that was told to me.
Savim began to feel even worse. She called her doctor again, who told her to go to the ER. There, she saw another doctor.
She saw my symptoms and she said, "Your symptoms are definitely the coronavirus." And I knew it was because I went from the typical flu-like to where you can't breathe and your chest and you're breathless and the mucus just taking over your body.
Savim was tested again. Then the doctor sent her home to self-isolate while she waited for the results. As of today, she's still waiting. Savim's story isn't unique. Even some private labs are having difficulty turning around test results quickly. Dr. Jean Morazzo is director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at UAB. During a news briefing this week, Morazzo said tests are available for people who need them. However, she says laboratories across the state don't have the personnel to provide test results.
So right now, we're still operating in a situation where it's taking us 48 to 72 hours to get test results back. That's not okay. We need same-day testing. We need test results really quickly.
Initially, the Alabama Department of Public Health said labs must report positive test results within 4 hours of identification. But that seems nearly impossible. Morazzo says the demand is outstripping the resources laboratories have available. That's not only an issue in Alabama, Morazzo says, but in lots of places across the country. Janae Pierre, WBHM.